Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. TransformationRadio.fm. All of the other places you're listening, I found out from Jessica the other day, we're on Himalaya.com. I want to give a shout out for our friends in Australia. Good day. Oh, I know I butchered that. Sorry. Benny, right? I did totally butcher that.
It wasn't too bad. I think you did all right.
It wasn't so bad.
No.
But we have to get Olivia Newton-John back so she could get me ready to say it. Or Sarah Main, right?
I think they both did.
Yeah, boy. All right, look, Benny. So here's the show today. So Benny, you and I play like a sport, yeah? Back in the day, we played softball, right?
I've been taking a little bit of a hiatus, but my kids are picking up baseball, so yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So in our sport, uh-huh, and like in my ping pong, I have a coach.
Yeah.
When I played softball, I had a coach, but then I was a coach. Right?
Correct.
Just about every athlete you Google or social media or you watch, they have coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it then that us folks that sit here and say, you know, Benny, oh, we really like more in life, or I really want to learn how to dot, 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 or I have an idea and I want to write a book, or, oh, wait a minute, my body is so messed up, I need some help. Even with all of that, one or all of them going on, we don't think we need a coach. I would never in a million years say to myself, I really want to start to play tournaments again, start to play. You're right. I wouldn't even think about it without saying, oh boy, I need somebody on my team to tell me if I'm just looking okay, if I'm learning stuff, all of the above. You know where I got a real dose of this, Benny?
No, where?
Skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I want to say. You are not going to put that parachute on and think you're jumping out of that plane. I don't care how many YouTube videos you are watching about parachuting, right? You are not going to do it without a coach. If you do it, I have a feeling you're not going to be calling me to tell me about it after.
Right, right, right.
That. So today's show, for those of us that are coaches, and we are, even we need coaches. Today, Coach Peggy. Yeah, boy. Coach Peggy. We're going to tell you all about her show, but she is joining us here today, because she is the coach of the coaches, and then they become coaches of coaches and people and other things. And that's why today's show is so important. Most of the time now, we're bombarded with information. The latest study says that as a country, we are at the top of the most anxious country. And here we are today. So today, we are going to get some light shed on why those of us that are coaches need coaches. And so today, welcome to letting me introduce all of you to this dynamic, amazing health wellness industry expert, passionate visionary. You're going to hear about that today. Helping people change, shift, move, whatever you want to call it, transform their lives, who they are from the inside out, into something amazing. Coach Peggy, great to have you.
Wow. I'm going to go get that girl you're talking about.
Ah!
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the idea of having, and so we call, sometimes we call them coaches. Sometimes we call them mentors, right? For a really long time, I used to call them my training buddy, like a buddy. Whatever it is we call those people that help us, right? They are people that show up very objective, give us honest feedback, and help us change. So you have been in the health and wellness industry for decades. As a matter of fact, you know, probably people refer to you as the innovative, right? Innovative pioneer in some of the things we're going to talk about here today. Let me ask you this question. What got you pointed in that direction? And then the other question is here we are today, we're talking with you, you got a radio show, a lot of things that you're doing and you're changing and evolving. How did you get from that moment where that light bulb went on to where you are today, right now?
Well, I think you have to get to a certain age and then look back and go, oh my gosh, something happened that I had no idea was happening. And then it happened. And when you love what you do, it never looks like a job. You never seek after it. It just is this beautiful recipe that became something. And to me, really what happened is when I look in hindsight, I love to be active. I love to eat relatively, you know, healthy. I wanted to solve problems and I love behavior. I just would watch behavior and just go, oh, I want to dive into that and figure out the who, what, why, and when. And then I just got involved with coaching, and in a sense, it wasn't even called coaching. So you're right.
Right, right.
Like, what the hell is that term? I don't even think it was called personal training back then. You know, it was like, hey, come on along. I think you know what you're doing. We'll give you a certificate. And I was actually in Germany in 1989 when I got my first certification. And so I guess for me over the years, I ended up going through everything and what I loved, the training and the nutrition and all that, and ended up in corporate wellness. And that's where I spent about 25 years in corporate wellness, doing what I did and still training and all that stuff on the side. And then I said, I don't want to work for them anymore. I want to be my own creator, my own innovator, and not get anything approved by upper management and wait 5 years for it to get approved and do my own thing. So started my own gig.
Well, you know, let's talk about that, because, you know, going from like that, right, to like where we are today, right? Because both of us have our own gig. I don't know about you, but here's my question. This is a question I've been asking people for 15 years. Given all of that and what we're about to talk about, what are some of the challenges and obstacles you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
I think for me, I remember standing in front of boardrooms, and I can remember one very specific event that happened in 1991, where I stood in front of the boardroom and I said, please let me have some space on the second floor for people to work out. And I remember for 3 months, I did a study just saying, if we could work out at work and make it a happy place at work, we would solve retention. And I remember them looking at me going, what are you talking about? And I said to them right then, I will be back. I am an employee here. I love where I work and I will be back. And I feel like that I always had a little bit of an insight. Something was going to happen before it did. And I said, here we go. We're going to be unhealthy. People are going to be unhappy. We need to do something at work. And I just kept plowing and plowing and plowing. And I never gave up. And it was passion. And, you know, almost what, 31 years later, and here I am. And the thing is, Dr. Pat, which is so interesting, is it keeps evolving and never changing. I'm in an industry that'll never be solved.
Right.
There's no cure. So right. It's never going away.
Well, actually, what you're pointing out is very interesting, because usually when we're talking about an industry like wellness, whatever you want to call it, wellness, let's break it apart into two parts. You know, the first part, and it's more complicated than that, you know, Coach Peggy, but let's break it apart in two parts. One is the part where the physical aspect of wellness has gotten so much attention, right? I mean, okay, let me date myself. I was watching a television documentary. Benny's going to relate to this, but it was a documentary about a guy. His name was Joe Weider, And Joe is like worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? So Joe started out in LA with the entire fitness thing. But here's what I want to say about it. Decades back, right?
Yeah.
He decided to go into LA market, but he had to make a deal with a person in LA that had a club. And he had to make a deal with this person to say, I am not going to build my club here. That person was Jack LaLanne. Right. So for those of you like, oh, Jack in a box? No. Jack LaLanne. Google the man.
Right.
And the reason this is important to bring up, because we're going to talk about this today. We have evolved in the world of fitness. Everything from silver sneakers being included in healthcare programs for people that are on Medicare, everything from that to memberships at gym to understanding the kinesiology to that, we have evolved. Yet, we have not done what you've done. We have not created three pillars that let us look at, yeah, the body's okay, maybe I look okay in my swimsuit, that, and actually what we are really putting in our bodies.
Right.
What are we putting in that body?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm on the 42-day master cleanse. Okay. And now I'm done and I'm eating a half a pound of butter. Yep. When we come back, I want you to walk us through what you've learned in this period of time, but also really very excitingly, what it is about the message to move people from my favorite word, stuck, to well. Coach Peggy,
nice.
When we come back, lots of information. I'm going to give you a website, information about our show. Yeah, all of the above. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Thanks.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive three chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. And
hey, I'm Coach Peggy with Coach Couch and Coffee Radio.
Yeah, boy, that's her. Peggy, before we dig into this, because we had a lot to cover today, how can people find out more about you? Tell them about your show. Let's get it on. And I know you've got a couple of upcoming courses, but most of the time they're filled. So can you tell us about them?
Hey, that's absolutely. So you can easily find me with amazing questions. I love to answer some questions on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. So that's my radio show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And it's really kind of a chill environment where I really want you to think about we're sitting on the couch. I have my unicorn mug. We could have guests on. We talk about everything under the sun. But you can find me at email me at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com or hop onto my website, the three W's. At 3WellnessPillars.com.
That's a number three. Everybody liked the numero three.
You got it, girl.
Yeah, it's three. Okay, look, I want to get into this, really set the stage for the fitness industry. And for those of you here, I just want to tell you, if you got questions for Coach Peggy, this be the time to call in. You know, you're talking about one of the premier experts in the wellness industry for decades and is somebody that completely understands how to help you move from wherever you are. So if you got questions, you want to bring them on, let's go. 1-800-930-2819. If you're on Facebook, you want to chit chat with us, go ahead. I don't even know how to do the Facebook thing, but if you go to Facebook, I'm sure you'll be able to ask a question there. And I think Kat is monitoring Facebook. Kat, right? You're monitoring Facebook. And if you want to really now like zip me a question, go to Transformation Talk Radio and there's a question box right there. Okay. Greatest challenge. People always ask me, Coach Peggy.
Yes.
They always ask me this. I get this question a lot. They're like, oh, Pat, you know, you're known for, you know, the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? We know that you started that gig like a long time ago. But the question is, what are the real challenges for you? I mean, we listen to you a lot and we hear you talking. It's like, you don't have any challenges. Here's the deal. Wellness, and the way you're going to define it for us today, is probably going to be a big challenge for a majority of Americans, people living in the United States. By the way, that's how I do define Americans. People live in the United States. Why is that such a problem, right? And we're going to tackle that. But this is it. So tell me, what are we doing, Coach Peggy?
You know, that's interesting to talk about those who live in the U.S. because I've had clients all over the world and it is very different. And so of the three pillars, and the reason I, you know, developed three pillars is that we always do have to look at exercise. We need to move. Our joints need to move. We get that. The whole world talks about that. And we need to talk about nutrition because I always say what we're putting in our mouth is either killing us or trying to cure us. So you have to kind of pay attention to what's going in there. And then the mindset pillar. So in that whole, I call it kind of a toy box, is, you know, habits, behavior management, emotions, all of those things. And so that is international. And so with clients in Sweden or whether they're in Italy or whatever, it still is the mindset approach to wellness that is either going to help you move, get you off the couch, get you eating and planning your meals. If your mindset's off and you don't think you can do it, your self-confidence is off and your relationships are off and, you know, you're negative because your dad said you weren't good enough, why would you lose 50 pounds? Ain't gonna happen.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So yeah, those are the three lanes, but it's very interesting because in America, almost 70% of us are overweight or obese. But I came from the way other spectrum. And I remember standing in front of a boot camp. So I worked with a TV show, a really popular TV show, that we had a boot camp for a week for just the normal person, because we weren't part of the actual part of the radio show. So I read the TV show. So when they came, I stood in front of the whole group of 34 people and I said, you know, I was an under eater for 20 years, but I'm no different than you are. I'm still a control freak. You know, I just do it different ways. I withdraw my food because of emotions. And I remember the staff behind me going, pull her, like they had to pull her back. What the heck is she saying, kind of thing. But it's the same deal. It's emotion. And, you know, so we got to fix that, because that's what's bringing us through the drive-through, is the loneliness and that all it's emotions. It's just deeper than crap.
You know, I did a little thing here. I guess it was about a month ago. And what I was really struck by was, you know, I'm not a sit in front of the TV. Most of my day, I'm out of here. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll turn on the news, or I'll turn something on at night, or I'll watch something, right? Or, you know, some movie on some channel. What I was struck by is I really do understand now why people eat during watching television. You cannot pretty much go through any show without two commercials that I could think of. One, something about food. Something about food. And the other one, something about car insurance. Like, what's up with that? But I don't want to talk about the insurance. The subliminal messages and the messages about food are overwhelming in the multimedia aspect of what we do. What's the influence of that?
You know, it's interesting because it does depend on the time of day. So at night, they're going to get you weak. They're going to get you, you know, so emotional and lonely, the kids have gone to bed. So you've got the Big Macs and you've got the pizzas and you've got all of that stuff. During the day, if you watch when Dr. Oz is on, man, they're pumping the diet pills and so it just depends on the target audience. During the day, they're getting the at-home moms, you know, hurry up and dial 1-800, swallow this pill and you'll look like you did when you were 18. And it's all crap. It ticks me off so much, because after 30 days of swallowing those pills, you're going to get right back to where you were before. That's why we yo-yo. We're constantly chasing instead of enjoying the process of changing ourselves and changing our lifestyle along the way. But yeah, they're hooking you and hoping that your addiction, because the majority of the population is addicted to food, like gambling, or we all have an addiction. I have work. My work is my addiction. I admit it. We all have it. But that's what they're doing. They're hoping that you have some crap in your house. If you go to your cabinet, your pantry, you're psychologically hungry. You're not hungry. If you go to your refrigerator, you might be more physically hungry. And so I always say, where are you approaching? Because you're not going to look for a chicken breast in the pantry, you know? So it's, but racing after a workout, you're probably hungry and you're going to face hopefully the refrigerator. But yeah, they're trying to hook you when you're weak and tired.
Yeah. And so let's go into your wheelhouse about this, because it isn't just about like the food or overeating. It's also about not paying attention to what we put in our body. And I got to tell you, it's daunting. And so the reason it's daunting is because there's a lot to absorb. I think it's the number one reason that each of us has a coach around this, because I do not have time to read every label of everything, you know, but my wellness coach is my doctor, and she makes it very simple for me. But I will guarantee you, if you go to my doctor, Dr. Darvish, and you're not physically well, you are going to get some messages that sound something like this. Here's what you're going to do. You're not going to eat anything white at all. You're going to cut out gluten in any form, even if it's not white. And then you look at her and you say, what is left? But that's where you come in, because there's a lot left. We just don't know it, Coach Peggy.
Well, and that's the thing that, you know, even me, and that's what I, you know, eventually want to just share and be transparent and that I need a coach. And the thing is that when I found out that the average physician only has one or two nutrition classes, including endocrinologists who are manipulating your metabolic system, it blew my mind. Mm. So if you think about if you're financially well off, then you can have a nutrition coach and a physical fitness coach and a psychologist and a lifestyle coach. And it would be great, but the average person doesn't. And so you have to find somebody that has all of that in their wheelhouse that can connect all the dots. Yeah. And so a physician isn't going to say to you when they say remove the whites, how many people are in your family? What is your budget? Is your husband, does he have to lose right. weight? Is he 110 and doesn't want you to stop eating donuts because it keeps you around him? So they don't realize that it's way beyond that. Like, what is your palate like anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so funny though. You're right about that, because my first go about this with Dr. Darvish, right, is I remember coming back and saying, yeah, thank God I could eat chocolate. And she's like, what? I said, yes. Well, that's not white.
No, it's
oh my God.
But that, you know what? That's exactly right. Because so many people still today in 2019 will look at me in my screen, because I only coach virtually now because I got so sick of the excuses. So I said, okay, take me to bed. Put your PJs on. I don't give a crap where you're sitting. Take me to bed. Take me to work. Take me on vacation. And so they'll sit right in front of me and say, tell me what to do. Just tell me. Tell me yeah. how much. No. But we're going to make up the commitments and see what falls out.
Well, here's the thing, too, that I want to talk about is just because you and I are coaches, it doesn't mean we don't need to be coached. And I say this really lovingly, because that aha button came on for me 15 years ago. When, you know, I was doing a lot of personal coaching, one-on-one coaching, and I realized for myself, where do I go? Who do I go? Who's going to keep me in check? Thank goodness I have Linda, because Linda will keep me in check. But then what I said is, in order for me to realize what I want to do in this world, I need people. Coaches need coaches.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you got to be careful of what is in front of the word coach. So is it health and wellness coach? Is it a life coach? Is it a professional coach, a business, you know, financial coach? Because
table tennis coach. I have a table tennis coach.
Yeah, because you really want to ask them. You have the right. You're the consumer paying for the product. So don't just go to them and expect blank. Interview them and just say, where are you taking me? It's not just 50 pounds lost. And I can tell you, do I like my coaches and my mentors all the time? No.
Oh, no.
Not going into the story with you, girl, before we're done. Oh. But yeah, here we go. But I just want to say that what's hard for me is I had to actually put in an accountability team and say, so I have three people around me who will say, okay, there's some red flags. Here they are. And I'll ignore them. I'll make up excuses or whatever. But when they start coming to me, I've got my red flags. Working too much, got migraines, and you're not sleeping. Then I know it's time for somebody to whip me into shape. And so I start with an accountability team. And then I know I've got to start setting my alarms on my phone to eat and those types of things. But I need a coach. It's just we don't seek them quick enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk about this when we come back, because sure. I really think this is important. You know, when somebody says something to me is, you know, I really want to work with you because I like you. I'm like, oh no, this is not going to turn out well, because my job in helping somebody, and I work with people that want to go from zero to become millionaires. Right. And so if we think we're going to be all kumbaya, that's not going to get them where they want to go. But it also doesn't mean we have to be rude and abusive. When we come back, we're going to be talk about coaches need coaches. But I got to tell you about my ping pong coach, my table tennis coach, Jin Lee from Seattle Table Tennis. I want to tell you about him. This is a man that's highly rated, right? About 45 years old, highly rated. I am his oldest student, he calls me, right? And he doesn't even treat me like that. He doesn't look at me and say, I'm not going to teach you this. I'm not going to make you move. I'm telling you, I do a half hour with him in front of a room full of people. Mm-hmm. And when you don't get it right, it is very clear you don't get it right. And he corrects it immediately. And so here's the thing I want to say about this when we come back. If you're going to hire a coach, please want with all of your heart, please want to change. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Good.
Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Yes, and I'm talking about welcome back, shake your booty time. All right, Benny, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Isn't that interesting, Benny? We go from yesterday where we're playing breakup songs to now today we're doing a little shake your booty. I think, do me a favor. Can we honor our friend Olivia and see if you can get your hands on physical? Benny, you want to hear this? I was at like some garage sale thing. And somebody was giving away a vinyl of physical.
Really? I would have grabbed it in a heartbeat.
I got it. I got it.
Good.
I got it.
Excellent.
I got
job.
It. And I looked at the picture of Olivia Newton-John on that cover. And I thought, man, you know, what an amazing woman. And that's another show because we are going to be getting her back. Today, awesome. I'm Dr. Pat, but I'm not alone. Guess who I'm here with?
Hey, I'm Coach Peggy with Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, and I have my own show with Transformation Talk Radio.
That's right. And it's really an extension of some of what we're talking about here today. The other thing is Coach Peggy is a coach and a phenomenal coach, and she has taken a lifetime of experiences in the three pillars, and she shares that with people, not only shares that with people that want to help themselves, but shares that with coaches who definitely need some help. But more importantly, today she's coached Peggy very generously for one of you. And remember, I said to you guys, you got to really want it. Remember, I said, you got to want it for one of you who really wants to step into the world of wellness, the world of transformation. 1-800-930-930. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. All right, Coach Peggy. Coach Peggy, you are Coach Peggy. Now, you could just be Peggy, but you're not. You're Coach Peggy because this is your life's passion and purpose. I know how difficult it is for me, or how it was for me, to realize I am not going to be able to do what I want in the world by myself. I got to get help. How has that worked for you?
You know, for me, it was sobering, most sobering recently, because I am type A personality. So of course, what do I do over the years? I create content that says, don't be a type A. We're going to do wellness and get a BC grade, you guys. We got to keep nutrition and exercise and mindset and dial it back so you can be successful long term. So then I create content of, what are you doing with your 168 hours a week? That's all you have. Let's figure out how much are you watching social media so we can get rid of the excuses and cut your veggies for 4 hours instead of Candy Crush. Why did I create that? Because Peggy was working 17 hours a day. So, I mean, you're living what you're creating and watching it come true through other. So it keeps your passion growing. So really recently in the last 3 years, have I had to take ownership in my own business to say, I better smarten up. I can't blame corporate America. I can't blame, you know, anybody else for the way I'm doing this. And so that's when I really started with kind of an accountability team. But the most sobering has been, quite frankly, in the last 5 or 6 months. Okay, you guys, this is the big inside scoop. When Transformation Talk Radio found me in December, I started to sober up that I needed help. But Jessica found me on the website after I was honestly praying for a whole year that I needed help with marketing. This is when Coach Peggy realized, you know, wow, you've got 30 years in this, but, you know, nobody's going to knock on your dang door. So you've got to admit that you don't know marketing. You don't know sales. You got to figure out who you are in the world. Doesn't matter how good you are, what content's here. So I then got into a deeper relationship with you guys. And so then you became my mentor and my coach. And I say a few things that you say out loud that sometimes you go, why did I say that out loud to her? My clients do that all the time. They say it and then they go, oh no, that's going to come back to haunt me. And I would look at you and say, oh crap, I said I haven't been out of the house to swim for like 2 weeks. And then you're coming in with, for the next 17 days. And I pick 17 because 17 is my favorite number. And I'm going, where you're going to get up and the first thing you're going to do is to get in the pool. Then you're going to come in and just sit and stare for 5 minutes, no more news. And then you can eat and have coffee. So what that did for me, the steps really for me, and that I want my clients to really hear and everyone to hear, is that people don't seek coaching soon enough, or the experts soon enough. So in my industry, they come to me when they're 50 pounds overweight instead of going, I'm 15 over. Why? They just don't. And I get it. Like, why spend the money if you're somewhat near your weight goal? But they don't see where they're headed, or they forget right. where they've been, right?
Right.
So, but by you saying, get out of your house, or you saying to me, so you want to speak again? Like, you want to get out there and speak publicly again? So what are you doing now? And then it was like, get it. And that's the same stuff I do with my clients. And everybody is an expert in their field if they just recognize. We're expert parents. We're expert pilots. We just don't give ourselves enough credit to mentor other people. So it was really sobering in the last few months. And to give up the reins, you guys, to be able to really say, last night was my biggest aha, for reasons I'm not ready to disclose.
All right. That's okay. That's all right.
But my point is that when you really sit down with yourself and say, hey, you hired experts because it's not your lane, and it is all about control. It is saying to yourself, I hired them to do what they do best. You don't know what you're doing in there. Please sit back and listen to them. And that's all I tell my clients to do, because I can already see they're smarter, braver, and they're going to be more successful than they do. They just don't see it yet.
Yeah. And you know, this is really part of why we're doing the show today and talking about it, because it's not just about like looking at how do we go from point A to point B. What you're passionate about is helping people ultimately realize their life's purpose and dreams. And any those of us that have not felt well or not been well or not, you figure you put the rest in. to your own words. You know, I don't feel well. I don't do this. I don't do whatever that is for you. You're not at the place where you were meant to be. And most of the time we get caught up in a cycle of stuckness. And so if I looked at my past, Coach Peggy, one of the things I'll find is the area that was really at the root of something had to do with wellness, had to do with what we're talking about. We like to say it has to do with money, it has to do with this, it has to do with that, it has to do, but it has to do with the three pillars. Tell folks what the three pillars are.
The three pillars. So number one, I do say is nutrition, because they really say and studies show it's about 80% of getting to and staying at goal is our nutrition. It's food is fuel, and it's everywhere. So if you're an addict, good luck walking 20 steps without seeing somebody talk about food. It's just number one. And number two, we do have to move. We absolutely do. Our heart is a muscle and we can't live without oxygen. We have to move. I don't care if getting up and doing 10 squats off your couch. We have to move. But the third one to me is really the very most important, and it's the glue of keeping the other ones alive. So as an example I would give is if, you know, you're very, very active, you love being active, you love your sport. But if I were coaching you, I'd say, what are we going to do for plan B if you break your ankle?
Yeah.
And what's your next sport? What can you do versus what you can't do? And your mindset pillar might crumble a little bit. Well, I'm not going to see my friends and I'm not going to see my coach. And that's how I get rid of my stress. And then we have to look at the nutrition one and get the other two pillars nice and strong. So that's when I say the balancing of them and getting a B and C is so much more important long-term than getting an A in one lane.
Yeah, you actually, and you know, even in that question, I want to probe that a little bit. Even in that question, you're not holding a consciousness that you will get hurt. But you're holding a consciousness that I have a game plan to take care of whatever situation is going to show up for me. Right. I have a game plan for that. I was talking to my friend Annie today, and I have a little, I'm her auntie. You know, she's 11, going to be 12. And I knew her before she was even born. I told her mother, look, she is going to be born early. She's not going to be born in November. She's not going to be born then. So today I'm talking, and we're talking about the fact that we're athletes. So one of the things that happens when this little 11-year-old plays basketball, like competitively, like, you know, young girls do now, and this person plays table tennis competitively, our toes look like something from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. And all of the other stuff that you read about that men have gone through with this, we go through. So this morning I'm talking, and there's a million things you could get that are highly toxic. So here is my go-to. I said, wow. Okay. So like I've been through that. Tell her to get neem oil. Okay. Neem oil. N-E-E-M oil. This is a natural oil. And I say this to everybody, read the label. Don't take my advice. Don't take my advice. This is the stuff that people spray on mold on plants. Like Jessica's plant was like all black. Mm-hmm. And she had to go get neem spray. But the reason that I'm bringing it up is because left to our own devices, one, we won't get to the solution that we really need. Two, we'll get to a solution that's worse than the actual problem we have. Or three, we'll get to every solution and not be able to figure out which one works. How do you address this as you move people through the three pillars? Because this is not a one-size-fits-all, Peggy, Coach Peggy.
You know, sometimes I've had people say, okay, so don't tell me I'm going to get a broken ankle, because then I will. I try to create almost like a chaos in the sense of, you know, let's just pretend it was worst case scenario, especially those athletes that go down one lane. I say, how diverse could we possibly get? You're going to need to do a little bit of yoga. You're going to need to find something else, because an athlete, even who is a long distance runner for 40 years, cannot do it potentially for 50. And so if we can find something else, and so where I'm going with that is that I don't just ride around on unicorns and slide down rainbows. That drives people crazy too. If you look at my website, they'd be like, oh my gosh, she finds the best in everything. I choose to see the best solution out of everything. So in that particular case, all I'm doing with clients is saying, what if, how can we come up with a plan B? So if you're if your toes are so bad that you might not be able to do your sport in 6 years, or when you get older, you have to retire at 30 as an NFL star because you've been hit in the head so many times. Oh. That's just what I'm taking people through, because there are a lot of things that don't work for one that might work for the next one. And that is what gets us in trouble with yo-yo dieting, or yo-yo life is what I'd rather call it, because stuff comes our way, bankruptcies, relationships get ruined, dog dies, and it's yo-yo life. And so if you don't know what chaos looks like, it can be as bad as what you said earlier. If you don't know how it feels to feel good, what are you chasing?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Let's get you there. So you have a relative.
Well, the other part of this, which I don't want to blow by it, which is really important. So when I was 19, I played, you heard Benny and I joking about this. When I was 19, I played fast pitch softball. Really fast pitch. It's everybody that knows about fast pitch sees it. It's almost like baseball that men play now and some women play now. It's the same idea, almost has the same rules. And on a freak day on a field that had a horse show the day before, where they never really tilled the soil, but they simply raked over the holes. That was the end of my fast pitch career. They said they heard my left knee from home plate, and I played the outfield. Now, why am I sharing this story? Is there anything I could have done differently? No. But what followed is what you're talking about. Because I had learned about my body and strengthening, my healing time, or what I was able to do with that, accelerated. Was I ever able to play fast pitch softball again? No. But it didn't stop me, because of what I learned, to enter a new sport. And here comes table tennis. So here's the thing. You have to know how to take care of your body. Why do we think, Coach Peggy, athletes and others spend so much time in preparing their bodies and their strength? Because they know that they are entering in an arena which, if they don't, any recovery from any injury might be a game changer. So you see, this is common sense that we use if we look at professional sports. The question is, what are we, average everyday people, what could we do? And I think what you're talking about is you provide a blueprint for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and the majority of people aren't professional athletes. And, you know, I look at I had a couple of Iraqi soldiers that came home without a couple limbs. And, you know, when you work with them, their determination and what they've gone through in their life is not like any of us who are swimming competitively. And they always came to the gym and came to see me with what can I do versus can't. Don't tell me, don't remind me I don't have a leg. And, you know, for me, I think that if you look at the population, that there's more of the population who isn't active. And the reason I say that is everybody goes to nutrition first. They just do, because they think, okay, let's not eat sugar for 30 days and surely I'll lose 50 pounds. They don't go, wow, I'm going to get up, get dressed, pack my clothes, go exercise for an hour, sweat, take a shower. I mean, you're looking at 2 hours. Exercise takes time.
Yeah.
And to get better and to push yourself, it takes time and it takes motivation and often leaving the house. And so I do believe my athletes are more diverse. Often they go down again one lane and I have to push them to be diverse because they love what they do. But they have a different mindset, Pat. They are focused. They know what it's like to have to eat well, to sleep well, to have good relationships, to show up on time, to be, you know, their integrity is high, they're authentic and transparent, and they get that. It's been drilled in them often since they were six competing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The average person, it's mostly different.
But it's like we were chit-chatting about before, right? And this is really what I want to make sure we talk about is I was showing you my green drink, right? Mm-hmm. Now, why would I take a minute right before the show to go in there and pop open my Nutribullet and make myself a drink? Because here's what I know. Starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, all the way through to 5 o'clock today, I don't have an in-between because of some last minute things that have come up. And right. then I have a lesson at 6:30 tonight. And I know that I've gone down the path where nothing gets in my system. And then I go play for a half hour, like my life depended on it. So what you're really helping people do is be proactive to one, yep. avoid illness, avoid injury, because if you strengthen your muscles, believe it or not, something magical happens. But the other thing, Coach Peggy, I'd like to talk about in the time we have left, it's really to create, you know, a high grade lifestyle. That's really what we're talking about.
Yeah. And people say those words, I'm trying to create a lifestyle and a good quality of life, but they don't understand the balance of that. Just planning and being proactive is not a skill we're taught. We're taught appointments, hurry up and get there. Even from a child, hurry up and get to the next class. That's what we're taught. We're not taught. Oh, tomorrow you have 7 classes in a row. Do you have snacks? And you're taught that. And so for me, what it's like is to teach people to be forward thinking. And I guess for me, Pat, is the fact that, you know, you showed me your Nutribullet, and a lot of people haven't experienced anything outside of McDonald's. They yeah. just react. An average person having the day you do, organizing about fitting in about 4 minutes to whip through and grab something while they shovel it down. Mm-hmm. My job is to not damn them. My job is to figure out how long they've been doing it, why they've been doing it, rewire it, show them they can be successful. And their lifestyle may look way different than yours and mine ever looks. But it's that standard of what they think it has to look. And they don't come to me for me to say, let's stop the madness. It's your real world. Love you, mean it. And it's okay. We're going to
yeah. You know, let me talk about a sidebar here real quick about yeah, yeah. McDonald's, and then we're going to go. Yep. McDonald's, by the way, I have no affiliation with them. So no, they're not a sponsor. Here's what I right. learned. My go-to for fast food, if I have to do it, I do go there. But here's what I get. What I discovered was they actually use real eggs. Yeah. They use real eggs. So like when you get an egg, like a scrambled egg, they're using eggs. You can go to one of these pancake places and they put flour in their omelets. So mm-hmm. here's what I learned about this from a friend of mine. The other thing is, if you need to be gluten-free like me, their beef is a little different. If you're not going to go organic, I'm just talking in a pinch.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the punchline, Peggy, to what you're saying. We have all got to pay attention to what we're putting in our body, what yeah. we're doing to our body, and what we are planning for our minds, don't we?
Yeah, and we all need coaches. If you think you don't need help, if you think you haven't figured it out, if you think that, I mean, you might as well start over. The most common thing I hear is, oh, I know what I should do. Well, guess what? There's enough information out there that we should all be cured. That's not what it's about. It's about yeah. accountability teams and figuring out how whatever fits in. I mean, somebody might have not had a blood disorder their whole entire life, but now they do, and they better increase inflammation in 2 seconds. That's yeah. different.
Yeah.
They need a coach to help them. I mean, have you opened up your mail in a month? No. Well, guess what? You're probably going to fall off your eating plan. Guarantee. If you're not organized in one area of life, you're not organized in another. So...
Well, I mean, awesome. what a great way to really bring this show right to a close, because everything you have said screams of, I can't do it alone. And I think that's the lesson for me. You know, there are a lot of things that I know I can do alone, but when it comes to the three pillars you talked about today, I know I can't do that alone. Coach Peggy, thank you. One last thing. Please tell yes. folks again how they can listen to your show, how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you, all of the above.
Absolutely. First thing, you guys, if you contact the network, Transformation Talk Radio, I'll give away a 30-minute free consultation. Just they've got my contact. reach out to them. You can find me at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com to email me. My website is 3WellnessPillars.com. Got a bunch of YouTube videos out there and stuff. I'd love to hear from you. And guess what? You can spend money on trying to get healthy after you're on insulin, or we can spend the money on being proactive. It's your decision. And so let's do this and be a happier, healthier.
I'm all about the pro for the pro. That's what I'm all about, the pro for the pro. But I will say this, in the spirit of Benny and me, I will say this. We do love our hot wings. Woo, Lordy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, you know, the difference is, look, not 24/7. Thank you, Coach Peggy.
You know, I eat my donuts.
Oh, I know you eat your donuts. I mean, we didn't even talk about that picture. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's take a short break, everybody. We're not done. We've got another couple of hours coming up. We'll be right back.